Mirae Asset Targets, a 109B digital asset business in South Korea. Mirae Asset, one of Asia's largest investment managers, is building a digital asset business it wants to scale to $109 billion, according to a report shared by Cointelegraph on August 27, 2026. The plan spans four areas at once: cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, real-world asset tokenization, and tokenized securities. The number matters because of who is behind it. Mirae Asset manages hundreds of billions across funds, ETFs, and pensions in South Korea and abroad. A commitment on this scale is a read on where regulated capital thinks the next decade of asset management is heading, not a speculative side bet. A traditional giant moving into on-chain markets, Mirae Asset is not a crypto-native firm testing the water with a small allocation. It is a mainstream asset manager with a large ETF footprint and deep distribution inside South Korea's retail and institutional channels. A $109 billion target for a digital asset unit puts real balance sheet intent behind the strategy rather than a pilot. The four-part focus is the tell. Cryptocurrencies cover direct exposure. Stablecoins point at settlement and payments. Real-world asset tokenization covers bringing bonds, funds, and other instruments on-chain. Tokenized securities covers equities and fund shares issued or mirrored on a blockchain. Together, they describe a firm trying to rebuild parts of its existing business on new rails, not just add a coin sleeve to a portfolio. South Korea has moved quickly on this front. The country's regulators have been working through frameworks for spot crypto products and stablecoin oversight, and local firms have pushed hard on tokenization. A player of Mirae's size, committing at this scale adds weight to the argument that South Korea is positioning itself as a serious hub for regulated digital assets in Asia. Stablecoins and tokenized assets is the real prize. The crypto line gets the headline, but the stablecoin and tokenization pieces are where a firm like Mirae can put its size to work. Stablecoins are becoming the default settlement layer for on-chain finance, and asset managers see them as the cash leg for tokenized markets. That is the same logic driving moves like Revolut's EURR Euro stablecoin and the UK's decision to hand the Bank of England a formal role in stablecoin innovation. Tokenized securities and real-world assets carry the bigger structural change. If Mirae issues fund shares, bonds, or equity exposure on-chain, those instruments can settle faster, trade in smaller units, and move outside traditional market hours. The trade-off is that tokenized wrappers do not remove the underlying counterparty and custody questions. Holding a tokenized bond still means trusting whoever holds the real asset and honors redemption. That distinction between owning an asset and holding a claim on one is the same tension that runs through the crypto card market. Custodial products let a provider hold your balance for convenience. Self-custody products keep the keys with the user and remove reliance on a single company staying solvent. For anyone comparing how their money is held, the self-custody options framing applies just as much to tokenized funds as it does to a spending card. Reading the timing against the market, the announcement lands in a strong tape. As of August 27, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $79,859, up 1.4% on the day and 11.3% over the week. Ether is around $2,535, up 3.2%. Solana leads the majors at $104.79, up 8.1% in 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 81, or extreme greed, sentiment that hot cuts both ways. It makes institutional headlines land harder, and it raises the odds of a sharp reset if positioning gets crowded, a risk covered in our look at why extreme greed readings have preceded past wipeouts. A $109 billion build is a multi-year plan, so day-to-day price action is not the driver here. The signal is that a major traditional manager is committing to on-chain markets through a full cycle, not chasing a rally. One caveat: the $109 billion figure is a target, not assets already deployed. Announced ambitions from large institutions often roll out in phases, and regulatory approvals in South Korea and abroad will shape how fast the crypto, stablecoin, and tokenized securities pieces actually launch. Treat it as direction and scale of intent rather than a live balance sheet.